This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Big O, do you think the Florida Panthers could close it out tonight? Yes, I do. I do. It's just... Tampa has a lot of pride. They're a great franchise. Brother, they did everything to eliminate the sweep on Saturday. And Florida came back 4-3. I don't know about you, but in that third period, I was feeling pretty confident. I was going, all right, they're coming back. Because they went 3-0, and we're like, man. But I wasn't, like, depressed. I was like, okay, well, today's not the sweep. You know, and then at the same time, I'm also realistic. Yo, man, respect to Tampa Bay. They're a great, great franchise. It's what Florida wants to be. And yeah, Florida is the better franchise right now, but they got a lot of pride. They weren't going to get punked like Phoenix. See, the Suns can get punked because Durant is a punk. But Stamkos is not a punk. And you're not going to punk those guys. Okay? Vasilevsky and Stamkos and all those cats, you're not punking them. You're punking the Suns because they're wusses. They're weak. They got no character. They got no spine. But Tampa Bay, you know, that's a franchise. So I have immense respect for the Tampa Bay Lightning, okay? And they have a lot of self-respect, and that's how they played on Saturday. And I wasn't surprised. See, now the Celtics and the Heat, let me give you the difference on how I look at it, right? The Celtics got bored with the Heat in game one. Go look at it. The studs came out in the first half, torched the Heat, they controlled them completely, and then they coasted in the second half. And just put the Heat away. They got so bored that it rolled over in a game two. Miami came out lights out. They didn't come out with any edge. And they gave Miami the game. And by the time they tried to respond, it was too late. The hole was dug. It was over for the Celtics. Game three comes. They said, enough of this shit. We got. And so I'm sure the coach said, this came from game one, not game two, guys. Let me show you the second half where you guys didn't give a shit about the second half. And they came back and made, you know, a little run and didn't like threaten completely, but made a little run because you got bored with them. That's the difference. I expect the Celtics to come out and kick Miami's ass again tonight because they've kind of learned their lesson from the back end of game one and then what happened in game two, and they're much better. Miami has no business. Winning one game was it. If you have a great coach, you might be able to win a game. You know, and Spo did it. That's about it. If you win two, then obviously Spo's absolutely phenomenal. But should you win this series? Should you be competitive? No. You have no business. Celtics should kick their ass. That's really what should happen today. Celtics should kick their ass. But I understood what happened on Saturday with Tampa. It's a little different. I look at that completely different.